Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio.
Well, good day. It is the Sharpen Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your co-host. Coach, my goodness gracious, let me get that word out. Your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And it is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And today we have a topic of discussion that people ask me about often. And there's a good reason why for that. And so let me tell you a little bit about what the topic is and then how we're going to share that today in these next 15 minutes. So a lot of people ask me, because I have a radio or podcast called The Messengers, and The Messengers is a show that just helps people that are looking to get their message out to the world in a bigger way, a more loving way, and to understand the complexities of, you know, getting themselves booked on podcasts and what are the things they need to put together and how to actually do the interview. It's, you know, it's a wonderful way to get the message of light out to the world at the moment. And as everybody knows, it happens to be a time where we need to spread that light as far as we can and as big as we can. There's this wonderful saying that I absolutely love by Marianne Williamson, and it says, and it goes like this: as we become pure channels of God's light, we develop an appetite for the sweetness that is possible in this world. A miracle worker is not geared toward fighting the world that is, but creating the world that could be. And that miracle worker is you. And so to be a miracle worker, you have to be willing to get yourself out there and really spread the message. And I could do a whole show on getting yourself out there, you know, heart-wise. I call it, you know, honoring your love drop, honoring your gift. But today, that's not what the show is about. Today, the show is about, how do you get your message out on radio? How do you get involved in all these podcasts that are beaming themselves out to the world with this energetic, beautiful light that is sharing this message of healing that you may have or that you may want to share? And so today we're going to get into a little bit of the complexities of how you do that. So first off, here's what I'm going to suggest is that take a little thought right now in the moment and think about the message that you have, whatever healing message that is. It could be a healing message that heals one individual person in regards to one individual thing. It could be a large healing message for your community. It could be a healing message for the world, or a message from God that you have that you just know needs to get out there. So I want you to think for a moment, what is your message? And what are you doing at this time to do everything you possibly can in as big of a way as you can to get that light to spread near and far? So as you're thinking about that, grab yourself a pen and paper, because we're actually today going to get down and dirty with a list of things that you can put together to get yourself on podcasts. And then I'm going to do a personal invitation to anybody that listens to this particular show. Please contact me about the show that I have called The Messengers that is on Sunday morning, where we get the beautiful message out that you may possibly have. And to do that and to be invited on the show, you need to be able to email me some information about yourself, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Email me at cindy.sharpeningyourspirit@gmail.com. That is cindy.sharpeningyourspirit@gmail.com. There you go. All it takes is your very first step to move yourself out there into the world in a bigger, more loving way. So let's talk about, got your pen and paper ready? Okay. Here's some of the things that really help you to get yourself out to different podcasts. And so let me tell you one of the most important things. And that is, a lot of times we want to send out a lot of information. You know, we want to email these podcasts. We take a look. We know they're right in our genre. They're right, the correct one that can help us get our message out. They are a show that is about what it is that we do, which is a show that supports spirituality or supports love work in some which way, shape, or form. And the first step is be very clear about what you're going to send out to the host when you're asking to be invited on the show. And come up with some very simple, clear information. And it would look like this. So first off, before you get started and you're ready to send that email, take a couple steps back and start with writing yourself a very quick bio. And let me tell you one of the biggest mistakes that happens when people write their own bio is first they come from two places. One, they write in first person. First person is, I went and took a walk by the river. I was with my dog. You know, it's I, you know, that kind of thing. And obviously that wouldn't be in a bio, but you understand. You need to come from, let's say, for instance, you know, Cindy is a spiritual business coach that empowers, you know, others across the nation. You see where I'm going? It comes from the third person, which is as if somebody was reading that out to the universe, because they're going to be reading it on their show and talking about you. So you need to make sure your bio comes from that energy and it's that third person thing. Also, make sure your bio is not a resume. This is a huge mistake. I'm just going to say it, a huge mistake. A lot of times when people write their bio, they write a resume. It's like they take all the stuff that they've done in the world, all their great, wonderful things, which of course people are going to hear when you're interviewed. But when it comes to your bio, the one that you're making for this kit that we're putting together today so you can get booked on more podcasts, you're going to want to absolutely make sure that that bio has some vibrance in it, some love in it, some light in it. It's very, very important that the bio does not sound like a resume. So a lot of times I get bios that sound like this, you know, my name is Janet. I went to, you know, Penn State. I also went to so-and-so place. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a this, I'm a that. You know, at first it's coming from that first person, so you can see that's not right. Second, it's just going through all the things that the person has done in their life. But what you've done is not your message. So all your little certificates on the wall, all the little great stuff that you've done has gotten you to the energy where you feel like you can move forward with your message, but it's not your message. So the first thing to do is to come up with a bio that is, you know, sparks some light. If you need help with that, just reach out to me. I'm pretty good at helping people put together those bios. The other thing is you need to come up with what I call is a show PR sheet or public relations sheet. Another name for it would be a media sheet. And that is a one simple sheet that covers your short bio. So you should have a little tiny intro bio that hosts can use when you come on the show, and then a longer bio. And the longer bio can absolutely be a little bit more like a resume. This isn't something they're going to use on the show. This is something that they're just reading to get a little bit of background about you. You should also put a topic. What is this topic of discussion that you talk about and that you want to talk about, or the message that you want to share? Keep in mind that this sheet is serving two or three purposes. First purpose, it's showing the host that you're ready. It's showing the host that you're together, and it's showing the host that you have the ability to, you know, make their job easier. That's the second thing you do. This particular media sheet makes the host job easier. The easier that you make the host job, the faster you get asked to come on podcasts and the faster that they invite you on once they get your information. So that's what this media sheet does. And the other thing that it does is the host has to set up a page on their radio show or their podcast, and they need to have very clear, specific information to put on that page. So things that they're going to put on that page is the topic. Things they're going to put on that page is your long bio. Things they're going to put on that page is some show page information. So let's just go through really quickly and get this clear. So first off, it is a bio, short and long. Show page information. So that is, what is your show about, along with the topic. And then you're going to want to put five questions to support the topic. So what this does is this shows the host one very important thing. You are ready, and they don't need to do a lot of work to interview you, because people that have podcasts are really busy people. I'm just going to raise my hand there and say, when I do my radio show, but you know, the easier that the person makes it on me, the better the show goes, and the easier it is for me to support them in a loving, fantastic way, because I already have everything in front of me. So the other thing your media sheet needs to have is it needs to have a product, or your product or your service. Because once you're getting out there on these shows, there are people that just want to spread a message of love, and that is okay. There's also people that may have a love work that they do, and they want to share what work they do, whatever that may be. Maybe you have a beautiful, I had a gal on the other day, Joni, she was just the one most wonderful little gal. And she has this beautiful world healing meditation that she gave out free to all the people. There's people that come on that do other types of work, and they have this product or service or a class, whatever it is. And so what needs to happen is that product or that service needs to be very clear, very simple, and there needs to be a very easy way for them to contact you. Make sure that it's not something difficult. They either need to be able to go directly to a web page, email you directly, or call you directly. But the fact of the matter is that it should not be a struggle to contact you. So let's go through this media page one more time. And again, if you need any support, you guys all know me. This is what I do. I help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal themselves, heal their business, and together we heal the world. And we do that through teaching and learning different ways to, in a bigger way, get your message out. So first off, if you need help, contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com, or just email me directly at cindy.sharpeningyourspirit@gmail.com. You can even give me a call at 916-276-5975. Also, to help you today, here is a very clear, easy way to start getting your message out there, and that is to get yourself speaking more and talking more in a bigger way about what you do and in a loving way about what you do. So let's talk again about the media sheet. So you need to have a bio. It needs to be written in third person. It needs to be vibrant. It needs to be loving. It needs to show your fun side. It needs to be something quick and short. Then you need to also have a longer bio. That longer bio is your kind of resume, all the stuff that you come along with. So the shorter bio is what the host is going to read off when they introduce you on the show. And the longer bio is to establish with that host that's looking to see if you are the right person on their for their show, a little bit about your past and what you've done. You also need to have a topic of discussion. What is your topic that you're going to get out on their show? It also tremendously helps if you have show page information, and that is when they're setting up their show, along with the topic of discussion that you're going to talk about, some kind of a small paragraph that they can put on their show that pulls people in and helps support the message and the topic that you have. 5 easy, simple questions to show the host that you're ready to be interviewed and that you already know some questions about the topic. And these don't have to be hard questions, guys. These don't have to be difficult. These can be very simple little questions, because once you get on a show, it ends up just being a conversation between two people. And the questions are just a guideline to get you to the place where they are seen, the host is seen, you're already prepared, and you have a way of getting to where you want to get to. So you have kind of a little bit of a path to get to where you want to get to. And then at the bottom of that media page should have your product or your service and a very simple, easy way you can be reached. Okay, so this is one thing to implement into your love basket to get your message out there. One way to get your message out is through podcasts. There's hundreds of ways. If you struggle with getting your message out there, if you are not getting your message out in as big a way as you would like, please contact me. I would gladly support you and help you. I have some wonderful things for people, some free things, and, you know, then of course I have my coaching packages. There's all sorts of things that support you, and I'll share with you what I have. Just reach out, and you can do that through sharpeningyourspirit.com or cindy.sharpeningyourspirit@gmail.com. So, in the beginning of this show, I had you ask the question, are you getting your message out? Is there a message that you have to get out, that you know that you need to get out, whether it has to do with your business, whether it has to do with just healing the world, maybe it has to do with healing yourself and just allowing yourself to open those closet doors, jump out and get your message out, whatever it may be. Today you should have gotten enough information to be lovingly dangerous. Start getting your media sheet put together. If you need support and help, reach out. If it's not me, somebody else. Maybe you know another coach. Maybe you know a friend that's already done this. Maybe you have a support group or a brainstorming group. Just make sure you don't go it alone. That's so important. We're a community, and we need to help each other and support each other to get this message of love out so we can all be healing the world. Well, that is our 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your spiritual business alive. And this is your coach and your host, Cindy Sharp. And I'm going to sign off today like I always do. Love, light, and a big kiss. Sending love to the world. Have a beautiful day.